This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Good morning. Happy Friday. What's going on, everyone? Welcome into the Norton Automotive Extra Point Show. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Derek Kramer here with you. No Zach Jones for the show today, but I've got Joe Kelly staring right across from me.
Yes.
Zach Jones will be on later today. He'll be joining us at noon, actually, oddly enough. But it's Happy Friday. Great way to get the weekend started. Listen back to the 9:45 segment. That was chaos that I apparently needed in my life.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I think both are deplorable in their own way. Both of those national anthems that we listen back to. Especially like the Orioles one, the first one we played, that's all auto-tune. That was Daft Punk-ish, right? That's kind of the conclusion we all came to.
But at least it was his bit.
It's a bit.
It's his thing. Right. Like, it's his thing. He's good at it. Let him do that thing.
Then we listen back to the MLB All-Star Game one.
And I never heard that, actually.
That one, I remember seeing live.
In tears just
yeah,
now.
I remember seeing that live, and it was absolutely atrocious. I don't know how that slipped out of my mind, but that one really affects Fergie's legacy, not the other one.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Fergie still laps the auto-tuned one.
Mm-hmm.
That All-Star Game one laps Fergie.
Yep. And this one's fine, I guess. It's still, I don't like the EDM national anthem.
No.
Like, I'm not a big fan of it, I can understand.
But
I can understand it. It's purpose for a majority of people.
It's not an all-time bad. That's definitely different.
Yeah, it's like, this is weird. We'll deal with it and go from there.
Yeah.
It's kind of what it is.
But, oh my God, the chaos that ensued from that was fantastic.
Last night, upon seeing it, I ended up tweeting
out. You and Josh were like fuming about it.
I said, what in the absolute fiasco even is this? How does this affect Fergie's legacy at 7:51 p.m. last night? It's because reactionary. I just saw it. It was just weird. But I get it. I understand it now. I understand its existence. Am I the biggest fan of it? No, I'm not. And
you're still not going to want to
enjoy it or partake
in it. I like a traditional national anthem of right. someone actually singing, but I understand its existence. That's where I've arrived
yes.
at.
But, oh, man, I never heard that All-Star Game one. I was in tears.
No, yeah. That one's bad. That one's legitimately, I don't know what happened.
You and there. I are sitting in the production studio with Josh Schmidt there, and we were just, I was dying.
Mm-hmm.
I could not handle that one. That was too good. Then in the break, we're talking about things of like.
Is cereal soup?
We lost the plot today.
It was, I mean, it's a Friday.
We've definitely lost the plot today, and I love it. And honestly, it's a Friday well before training camp starts at this point. The Sabres aren't really doing anything because that's kind of their bit.
Talk about dying by the sword.
And then sometimes you just got to have a little nonsense in your Friday talk. And that's perfectly fine. And that led me to rewinding into our conversation yesterday. You and I talked off the air
mm-hmm.
of what the heck are we going to do today? What do we feel like talking about? What are we going to do around here? And you went ahead and came up with a fantastic idea. We've already got interaction with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the show tweet is as such. Sports movies.
Yep. What's your favorite? Non-sports movies that should count. Any TV shows to include, especially Hard Knocks coming up, right? For the Bills.
Yes.
That counts as a sports TV program, right? You would hope it's not ranking up there in the top, because if it's ranking in the top, you know what that means. There was some excitement to it. There was something surrounding it, something controversial within.
Sometimes you like the general intrigue, though, of these sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. I presume it's going to be a boring show because
because the Bills are good.
They're good. There's not a lot of controversy within the team. Like, Diggs was the only thing. And now he's doing that on another team. This group, you don't hear about anything going on inside. And, you know, this might shed light on things. But who knows? I'm not seeing that as what's
going to happen. The team does ultimately have the chance to have some say on the message.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, 803-0550 is the number to call. Sports movies, sports TV shows.
Your
Let's
favorites.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Get into it. And just to do my portion of homework on that, yesterday I rewatched season 3 of Shoresy.
Oh, okay. That's a good sports show.
It's a great sports show in the sense of there's plenty of nonsense and non-sports to it, but there is something to, especially season 3, where it's Shoresy's getting older, and I don't want to spoil anything.
Mm-hmm.
But
I haven't seen it yet. I do plan on watching it. So,
but yes, like it starts to get into a certain theme of like limitations.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really, that's something that really is every rec athlete has to face at some point.
Yeah.
As, you know, just a couple weeks ago, I was in a shoulder sling.
Right, right.
So it's a little relatable.
Yeah. And I know it's kind of a once a year thing that pops up every so often, right?
Right.
We do kind of just talk about this. Zach Jones and I did last year. And there are some interesting angles to look at here. There are some that contain sports that you wouldn't necessarily categorize as a sports movie. There are some that are sports related that you're kind of like, that's kind of deals with other tones. You know what I'm saying? So it's like
almost like the Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yes, today. Similar to that.
It happens during Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Christmas movie.
It's
right?
Like saying Iron Man 3 is a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Yes, it takes place on December 25th, but let's not get ahead of ourselves here. It's the background
setting of the film.
If
the criteria works with one movie and it doesn't work with another movie, it's bad criteria then.
Yep. But, like, we can get in. A tweet yesterday from Enzo. Does Surf's Up count? The animated movie about penguins surfing. It's got to count. They're competing, right? Like, this is what I want to get into.
Is it about surfing and, like competitions and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's
like, learning to surf. Like, take, you know, it's not Happy Feet. It's not that penguin movie. It's a different one.
But it's not Johnny Tsunami either.
No. So
that's
like,
right. There's a Johnny Tsunami plug here today.
Stephen A. Smith goes into talking cars and Lightning McQueen's legacy. Like, stuff like that. Like, it's just, it's interesting. Just to read a couple of the tweets, not all of them. Alex Brasky yesterday tweets in.
Friend of the program
tweets in A Beautiful Mind. That is a classic. That's what everybody... Like, that's one everybody would throw at you. The Natural, another one of those everybody would throw at you, right? That one, especially around here, filmed in Buffalo, right? It's got a hometown tie to it. The Bisons are actually wearing jerseys that are similar to the movie Warren jersey. They have the little lightning bolt on the side and everything, mm-hmm. and it's got Bisons in the font. So I think it's just – it's interesting at this point to speak on because everybody's got theirs, right?
Right.
Rocky, any of those. I mean, we could – that's a whole show in itself. What Rocky movie do you think best symbolizes the franchise? And I, by the end of this show, I kind of want to assemble a Mount Rushmore of sports movies. Like everybody's general opinion on what we're looking at.
Not everybody's. Yours.
No, yeah. But it everybody calling in might get me on a different level. Like try and sell me on a movie. Because like last year, and Derek, I know we've talked about it. There are some we probably have not seen. And if you have, and think
I have
you might...
I have some egregious answers to that.
Okay.
Especially one of which was tweeted in by Alex.
You've never seen it?
I've never seen A Beautiful Mind.
Hmm. That's one you have to see. That is a timeless classic.
Yep. That one's. I'm guilty on that front.
What are some other mainstream ones that you haven't seen?
Don't do this to me right away. We've got 2 hours. You can't chain all the rocks on to me and then drop me in the lake like this. Not this quickly.
Well, we'll save that for a little bit then.
Make me tread some water first.
Well.
Before you sink me.
Yeah, Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind. You have to watch that one. Just to get into the tweets right away, a couple more. I mean, Surf's Up, I think that counts. Have you seen Surf's Up? No. You were asking questions like you hadn't.
Yes.
Have you seen Major League?
Yes.
Okay. The first one. From Jeremy, he tweets in, not Jeremy White.
So, I do like the second one. The first mm-hmm. one's obviously better. You can't compete with it. The second one tries to, but I feel like sometimes it's a weird premise for the team to be bad again when they show that they're capable of being good, and it's mostly the same guys. It's like, oh, but we're bad again now.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Well, the angle was ego and everything like that, but does have a little bit of a real life tie to it. The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Right.
They got good. Ego inflated a bit of them and some roster mismanagement helped the rest of the way. But there's a massive drop off from a team that was seen as good and then they were just all of a sudden bad. But it's still not done to the degree as Major League 2 does it. But one is timeless. It's got its hijinks. It is a Lake Erie suffering sports fan brethren.
Yep.
With Cleveland. But I don't hate on Major League 2. I think it's good in a different way. And then it also does that thing like a lot of movies seem to lean back on, which is, hey, remember what we did with the first movie? Let's do some of that again.
Mm-hmm. They try and bring it back and nostalgia-ish.
You try to do literally the same thing. Mm-hmm. Ready? Happy Gilmore 2 is a thing all of a sudden.
I'm going to be honest with you. I am excited for that.
I'm not.
I am very
mostly
much looking
forward to it. Mostly because the trailer is like, hey, remember all these things that we did in the first movie? Then just let me watch the first movie.
Yeah, but I get it. Trying to bring in a new generation of audience. I understand it. And it's also Adam Sandler, so...
But a new generation of audience does not understand what Adam Sandler did with movies.
I think they do if they watch them.
Then just watch those.
I'm a fan of the original Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
And I will watch the second one happily. Get it? Now, there is one series that's kind of flipped everything. And Josh, if you don't mind, I kind of want your opinion on this because I know you're a big, big fan.
Hmm.
Ted Lasso has like flipped the script on soccer for a lot of Americans.
Yes.
That is true, actually.
Like, it's opened everyone's eyes to what soccer really is.
Yes.
And also just kind of like the romanticizing of it, if you will. Like, mm-hmm. you know, the emotions behind it and all that stuff. Like, I love that show. If you haven't seen it, please go watch it. They're coming out with season 4.
We're going to see how that goes.
Not super excited about that because usually when shows do this, it kind of fizzles out a little bit.
See, right. Happy Gilmore 2, why I'm scared.
That's a movie, though. That's different.
Happy Gilmore 2, the way the trailers have looked so far, I think it's going to be good.
I saw way too many callbacks in that.
Yeah, but at the same time, you have all the new pro golfers in there. You have all of them who grew up watching Happy Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's. I think it's going to be good.
It's going to be interesting.
It's not going to be better than the original by any means, but I think it's still going to be better than what people are expecting.
Yeah.
But like with the Ted Lasso thing, I was scared of like, is he going to have to come back to revive Richmond? Because that
there's a women's team reportedly involved.
But yeah, no, that's the new center, apparently.
I'm more okay with that because I don't want that season, for example, to undermine what Roy Kent's character development is and it becomes, because he's the new head man at the team when, spoilers, it's been out long enough.
I think it undermines the title character's character development, though. Going home with his family. Why is he going back? That makes no sense.
Well, we don't know if he's going back yet.
Is he going to Zoom coach?
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, like right. We have to assume if he's in the next season, he's going back to coach.
Ready? Every show, every movie, there's the inciting incident. We have to find out what that is. And there's only one way to do that, and that's to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's years down the road. Who knows?
Exactly. But maybe it takes place in active time of how many years had passed.
I think around that show, especially around here, there is a – and correct me if I'm wrong on this. There is a tie to a hometown team that ended up getting good after a long time of being the bottom of the barrel. How they stepped up, and I know their story is a little different, the relegation, all of that, right?
Right.
But they were the, not laughingstock, but you get what I'm saying. They were the laughingstock of the Premier League for a while.
Yes.
It's almost like the Bills were the laughingstock of the NFL for a while.
That's the crux of the story, is that they are a laughingstock of a team that
yes.
They were at one point middling.
They finally get the right guys in there to break the barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't go all the way. They don't make it to...
Spoilers.
But yeah. But they don't make it all the way. That what does that remind you of? Around here, at least. Not the hockey team, the football team.
I mean...
Could be the hockey team.
Eventually.
Eventually, yes.
Maybe.
They tried the reverse Ted Lasso, bringing a soccer coach in to coach the hockey team.
Why you gotta do that?
But it reminds you of the Buffalo Bills a little bit.
Why you gotta do that to me? Why'd you have to do that to me this morning? I'm having a good day.
Just saying. We're talking about Ted Lasso. The Sabres tried the reverse.
I get a Ralph Kruger reference. I was having a good day.
But it's just intriguing to look at all these different shows, movies, and kind of see how they tie into our hometown teams, to people's lives. Like it's the one connecting factor, I think, in all of sports fans and non-sports fans. It's something that us who do this job can sit here and talk about with somebody who hasn't watched a Bills game. Can sit there and talk to them about the Rocky movies and actually connect with them on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not saying anybody here hasn't watched a Bills game, but there might be some people who like enjoy a sports movie but haven't watched live sports. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, though? I'm definitely... There's a sports movie, or I guess it's loosely defined, like sports is in it. Because this question, and we're going to be bouncing around on this a decent amount today, too.
It's a grab bag Friday.
But is the Bills-themed Hallmark movie...
Is that a sports movie?
A sports
movie. That's where movie. I wanted to get.
It is.
Is it?
It is.
It's
a sports-based movie.
But then we have to look at, okay, I got a lot of flack for this. Are the High School Musical movies sports movies? Then we have to ask if that's an actual conversation we have to have.
Okay, how about this? A sports-themed movie.
That is sports-themed. High School Musical is sports-themed.
Right, but sports-themed and sports-based, I think I used the wrong term. It should not be sports-based. The Bills Christmas movie should be considered sports-themed. Sports-based means it is based on something that happened in the sport. Miracle is a sports-based movie.
Yes, based on true events.
Right.
Yes.
Or a fictitious movie based on true events. Like Miracle is a, not one for one, obviously, but it's a direct like story of
sports
here's
are being
the start,
actively
here's the
played
end.
In it.
Right. But there's other movies where it's like based on the sports story or whatever.
That like, for like, example, like Major League, it's a sports-based
sure.
movie. Like
right.
The Benchwarmers.
Sports are being played.
Yes. So what, Benchwarmers?
No. Yeah.
That kind of blurs the line a little
does
bit.
Does it?
It
yeah.
does.
The whole premise is playing Little League Baseball.
Sure. But there's
but
that's
not,
when you get into the sports theme.
I am 12.
Yeah.
Carlos.
The High School Musical movies, to me, are sports-themed. They are not directly sports-based.
So they're like Holiday touchdown. They'd be in the same category as holiday touchdown.
And same as the Chiefs one from last year. It's the same thing. It's the story revolves around a sport. It doesn't revolve around a story in the sport.
I like
that. Thank you for reminding me that that exists.
I had to watch it. So, yes, I will never, ever forget that that movie exists.
What movie?
Holiday touchdown, a Chiefs love story. I lost a bet last year with Jeremy and Joe.
Wait, it's the same title?
It is. It's like a recurring series. They just changed the team.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No, yeah, it's the same story. It's the not the same story. It's the same title. The story, I'm sure, will be a little different, but...
What if it's plot for plot?
Copy and paste,
but with the Bills players. That's what it is. But
That'd be awful.
That's actually a huge point there.
That would be awful.
The deciding factor of what specifically sports-themed and sports-based. That's a great way to look at it.
Yes.
And... Holiday touchdown, that's where I wanted to get to at some point, because what are we calling that? You know, like
I don't know what to call it. That's why.
A sports-themed movie, though, has a nice ring to it.
Sports-themed movie, I think,
that's a great category. So maybe today we can look at movies outside the scope and kind of sports-theme them. Like, we can actually do a breakdown here, you know?
What's an outside shot that we can include into this?
Yes.
When I search sports-themed movies into Google, I get movies like Jerry Maguire, which... Not technically a sports movie, but it's themed around sports.
One of the best ones, by the way.
Yes.
Show Me the Money.
I get The Blind Side.
That's a good movie,
too. Themed around
the
story of Michael Orr.
The not-so-truthful story now? Yeah, we found out. There's some discrepancies in there.
That's up for debate.
Mm-hmm.
Caddyshack.
Mm-hmm.
Also in here. So yeah, there's a line there for sure.
There's a line in the sand. There's a line to be crossed, a line to be blurred.
This just got really interesting.
I'm glad I brought it up.
Yeah, because like even just looking at I'm trying to have a pull here, but I don't know if I do.
Is Holiday Touchdown a sports movie?
That might have to be the tweet.
I don't know if it's a poll, but like you at least just decide on it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's some interesting aspects to this that
I've got a list that we could go through throughout the show of just a few.
Yes, and as we try to answer that question,
mm-hmm.
we'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Curtis in Niagara Falls, how you doing? Welcome to the Extra Point Show. What you got for us?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Not too bad. About you?
All right. I was telling the screener, Hardball with Keanu Reeves, which is a movie I can no longer watch anymore. And another one that's in that category is Million Dollar Baby with Hilary Swank.
Okay.
Ooh, I like that. Million Dollar Baby.
Two movies I can't watch anymore.
Oh.
No longer watch. Yes, yes. They just get to me.
Okay. All right.
Have you ever seen Hardball?
I've not. I'm probably the biggest offender when it comes to sports movies that haven't been watched. I'm kind of the person that at parties would be like, "You work in sports radio. How have you never seen this movie?" I'm gonna get that a lot here today.
Well, the surf one I've never seen. I've never seen that one. But watch Hardball. Watch it once, maybe twice. I don't know if you can do it. I can't watch the movie anymore. I just can't watch the movie anymore.
Hey man, sometimes
it's a good movie.
Sports movies are some of the most moving.
Appreciate the call, by the way.
Yes, thank
you, Curtis. Thank you.
So they're some of the most moving films in a lot of ways. They will move you.
Have either of you seen Hardball?
I've seen parts of it. I don't think I've seen it all the way through.
If you watch it all the way through, you'll know why Curtis is. It's got a sad part in it. And,
okay.
You know, it'll get to you a little bit. But it's a great movie. And there's some of the best music as well. We used to, for my baseball team, we used to have the part of the soundtrack in our warm-up every season, which was, you know, it's just catchy.
Mm-hmm.
Super good.
Yeah. This is going to be fun today. I have a good feeling about this because, I mean, even the one he mentioned, Million Dollar Baby, that's Clint Eastwood, Morgan Freeman. Like, these casts are stacked.
Mm-hmm.
And that has some hard-hitting moments as well. There's a lot we could pull from here, and I don't want to do it all in the first segment. That's kind of where I'm at right now. But I do kind of want to go into, I mean, Curtis even mentioned it, the surf movie. Yes, it is an animated movie. That's sports themed.
You want to take the line and make it very confusing for people.
Maybe.
You're what I would like to call a saboteur. Because you did this with this topic previously with High School Musical, and you mentioned it again here today.
But we got to the bottom of it. It's a sports themed film.
Yes. I'm saying you definitely want to take the line and mess with it.
Oh yeah.
Like it's a straight line in the sand. You want to make it all curvy and bendy.
I want to squiggle it.
You want to squiggle the line.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple though that are more hard. Have you seen? I got to ask if you've seen this movie, 42.
Yes.
Okay, you have seen that one.
Yes.
One of my top movies of all time, actually. By the way, I just have to say. That one is more based around the story of Jackie Robinson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it – the sports are kind of the backdrop of that film. Is that sports – it's sports-based, though, because it's based on a true story.
It's based on his story.
Right.
I would say that is a purely – like, that is a pure sports movie.
Mm-hmm. The sports are the backdrop, but they're not
– The sports are the backdrop, but
it's an active element in the film.
Right, they come in and out.
Mm-hmm.
It's an active element. It is also the backdrop at the same time. The theme is different, but it all is also based on the story of a player within sports. So that is probably as pure as it gets when it comes to a sports film.
And we have some new entries.
Its themes are powerful, but it still is, at the end of the day, a sports movie. That one is like, we can't question what tier that's in.
No. Is it? No.
That's pure.
That's pure sports movie. Listen, before we go to the break here, I do have one to kind of squiggle the line. Dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
All right, this is a great time to go to break, mostly because the clock dictates it, also because you wanted to go ahead and toss another grenade into this conversation.
Just think about that in the commercial break. We'll have more.
Is Dodgeball a sports movie? Plenty more on the Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, Josh Schmidt chiming along here. This is WGR. Celebrate 716 Day with Jeremy White at the BFLO Store's flagship location in the Transitown Plaza in Williamsville on Wednesday, July 16th, 716, from 4 to 6 p.m. Spend $77.16 in store or online, and you score a free Go Bills cap while supplies last. You'd be able to meet Bills and Bandits players, catch live music, exclusive getaways, and shop the brand new Tailgate Collection. Don't miss it. Full details online at BFLOshop.com, the BFLO store, the official retailer of the Buffalo Bills.
Welcome back into the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Joe Calley, Derek Kramer here with you talking about sports movies. Yes, it is a Friday. Yes, it is July 11th. And that's what we're doing. And it's kind of, we're figuring out here.
We're trying to find answers on what type of sports movies are sports movies.
Yes. And also, feel free to call in with your favorite sports movies, or if you want to chime in just on our conversation of what really constitutes a sports movie at 803-0550. It's pretty versatile, as we've discovered just chatting here today.
Again, you are trying to take that line and kick it and like mess it up. And I
Sea Biscuit, man. Sea Biscuit could be, that's a sports movie.
I love it and hate it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to do it. Because, what you say?
If Sea Biscuit is a sports movie, is Racing Stripes a sports movie?
I was actually going to say that. It was one of my favorite movies as a
kid. Is Spider-Man a sports movie? There's wrestling in it.
No.
No, that's totally different.
You're going nowhere.
3 minutes of playtime. Racing Stripes, I would say, is, yes. The zebra that gets into horse racing, have you ever seen that? And his friends are the flies? Yeah, that's a classic. That's a classic if I've ever heard one.
I don't know what's going to happen first. The exasperated sigh or...
I need you guys to guess who... Like, this movie has a pretty decent cast.
Mm-hmm.
Frankie Muniz, who is now also a NASCAR driver, by the way.
He is.
Wait, what?
Yep. Yeah. You didn't know that? Yeah.
He is. And he's coming back for Malcolm him. In the Middle, the reboot.
Why
do we reboot everything?
The Flies include Steve Harvey, Snoop Dogg, and David Spade.
Whoa. That's why they were so...
That is a star-studded cast right there.
Racing God. Stripes, baby. Yes.
That's... All right. Anyway. 803-0550 is the number to call. Favorite sports movies or whatever nonsense that Joe's trying to force upon us at this point. We'll go to Jeff in Angola. Jeff, how you doing today? Welcome to the Extra Point Show.
Good. How you guys doing?
We're Joe's trying to confuse me, but I'm going.
I was going to talk about the Express with a story about Ernie Davis.
Okay.
Yeah, I've not seen that. Go ahead. Shoot.
It's a really good one. I mean, he went to school during a time with the adversity in this country of the racist problems. And he was a great running back, went there after Jim Brown, fought adversity, but he ended up passing away at the age of 21 with leukemia. So he never got to play in the NFL.
That's actually a really good one to bring up, though, because of the fact that it's based on that type of a story. That one's pretty easy of like Heisman Trophy winner, great player. And again, like you said, tragically unable to do something about it in the pros, but oddly enough, thank you for the call, Jeff. It's also the film debut of Chadwick Boseman.
It is. Who would go on to play Jackie Robinson.
Who would go on to play the biopic with Jackie Robinson in 42.
One of the most well-done athlete biopics, if you ask me.
Yes. And, again, well-executed, everything of the sort. But, like, yeah, it's... I do think, though, that... That one's an easy one of like where you put that one for the Express.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Anything that's, like we've said, based off of true events and follows the story of the athlete,
but
the biopic.
I will absolutely take a look at that one, though.
Yeah. No, 100%. I will, too. I haven't seen that. Another one, and this isn't a controversial one. I'm not trying to rage bait right now.
No, yeah. Sometimes you just can't resist, but this is not one of those times.
Ford v. Ferrari. Have you ever seen that one?
No, but I know like what you're talking about, though.
Okay.
I'm intrigued.
So this one, and Zach Jones would probably be very interested in.
Yeah, Zach's going to need to get here for this.
But it's not F1. It's the 24 Hours of Le Mans in France, right? So it's about Ford's entry into that, trying to beat Ferrari. And Ken Miles and Carroll Shelby, the two guys who are behind the project, it's really, really intriguing. I saw that movie in theaters just because the Star Wars theater was full, right? And when that came out. But don't regret that at all. It's one of my favorite movies to just rewatch. It's just invigorating. Racing movies like that, I would consider a sports movie. That's history. And yes, you can argue NASCAR's turning left four times in like just not stopping turning left. This is completely different. This is the 24 Hours of Le Mans. Terrible. Like, absolutely unbelievable how tough it is to complete something like that. And they show it. They really show it. So it's interesting. Ford v. Ferrari is my pick for a big sports movie. You have to watch that one.
No, like,
you will like that one.
Like, I know the premise of it. So, like, I actually appreciate you on that choice for that one.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
And that leads me to my next point.
Uh-oh.
Talladega Nights.
No.
You know, I just mentioned NASCAR.
I knew I was scared the minute that you said that.
I just mentioned NASCAR.
Talladega Nights is not a sports movie.
It
has sports in it. We're gonna maybe we can put it in the themed portion. Are you kidding me? To quote that movie, don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Listen, it's about an athlete who goes through a struggle, who gets in an accident, who builds back from that accident. Yes, it is comedic. Okay? It is comedic. But it's about a comeback story. Talladega Nights. Sports movie.
I
gotta go fast. If you ain't first, you're last.
All right, Sonic, calm down.
Speaking of Rush Hour, though.
Speaking of Rush Hour, I think we've got ourselves a good friend here dialing in right down the hall at Traffic Command from our sister station WBEN. It's Rush Hour Hour. It's Trevor Hauer. Joining us here now as it seems like Trevor has caught on to the hijinks and wants to bring in his take. Trevor, what's up?
Fellas,
a lot of great movies that you guys just mentioned, but I don't think anyone has mentioned one of the greatest hockey movies of all time, and is The Mighty Ducks.
Yes.
The Mighty Ducks. How could you deny a story? Like, Gordon Bombay, at the highest of highs, he's like an undefeated lawyer in court, and then he hits the lowest of lows. He gets pulled over. He has to do community service. Takes a team that doesn't win a single game all the way to the championship, and they score on a penalty shot with no time left. That
triple
is
deke.
The 1-2-3 triple deke, and Charlie didn't hit the post like Gordon did.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best movies of all time. What do you guys think?
Yes, of course. I mean, I feel like Mighty Ducks, Trav, is one of those that, like, we don't need to call into any sort of question what it is at that point. I don't even know what we would have to do with theme on that one, honestly, because, like, that's actually a little bit tougher because there's a lot of hockey in that. The theme, obviously, of team building, connecting with people.
Oh, that's a sports movie, 100%.
Yes,
about the quotes from it, too? Like, I still use the quotes from that movie to this day. If I'm watching a Sabres game, I will quote. I'll say, come on, Goldberg, you're the goalie. It's supposed to hit you.
That's troubling if you're using that quote, but also too true. But Trevor, before you go, before we let you out of here, about Youngblood.
It's a good one.
Youngblood is
probably one of the better hockey
too.
Movies that does not get enough shine.
No, definitely. You can't go wrong with Youngblood, Mighty Ducks, a lot of the hockey movies. Did you guys mention Miracle?
We did.
You guys had to have, right? Yeah.
I don't think we did, oddly enough.
We did off the top. Like, Miracle's a de facto sports movie. Like, just in passing.
That one's easy, though. That's a pure sports movie. It's based off of the
events.
When I did
call in,
though,
Goon,
you guys
were
Trevor.
You guys were talking Talladega Nights, though, right? You guys mentioned Days of Thunder?
No, not yet. I was getting there. Days of Thunder.
He's got a terrible smirk.
Always a step ahead of you, Joey Hollywood. I'm always a step ahead of you, bro.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I do have one question. You were speaking of hockey movies. What about Goon?
Goon is goated. Goon is a great one.
Okay. All right. Trevor Hauer,
movies. We'll see you when you stop back in to traffic command. So we'll talk to you later there, my friend. Thanks for chiming in, though.
See you boys later.
That's Trevor Hauer, Rush Hour Hauer.
With our sister station, WBEN, down the hall in traffic command.
On traffic command. He always helps you realize how cooked are you with traffic.
Yep.
That's basically what he does. He lets you know how cooked you are.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always good to hear from Trevor there. We'll keep going here before I let Joe get into more evil ideas. We'll go to Jim in Buffalo. Jim, how you doing? Welcome to the Extra Point Show.
Good. How are you? So a couple that I want to mention is Hot to Trot with John Candy as the horse, you know, because they had the racing in there. That's kind of obscure.
Yes.
Ladybugs with Rodney Dangerfield. That would be more of a sports one when he gets the kid on the girls' team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, it's kind of funny.
Yep.
It's an old one.
Yeah, it's 92, yep.
Yeah, if Rodney Dangerfield's involved, I would assume it's it's pretty funny.
That's all I got. I'll listen to your comments off the air.
Jim, appreciate it. Thank you for the call. Right. Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, like anything with Rodney Dangerfield, you're right. Like, it's just like there's going to be something good to it. I also have not seen it, but, you know, very quickly, all I had to do was type it in. There it is.
Yeah. So, and he mentions John Candy, right, in the racing movie as the horse.
Yes.
That is funny. Have you ever seen Rookie of the Year? It's not the rookie. Where it's an old pitcher. Rookie of the Year is a child that pitches for the Chicago Cubs.
I don't
Cubs.
Know why I blanked on that for a second. Yes.
Henry Rollin Gardner.
Yeah.
Is
my God.
That is with Chet Stedman
with
as
Chet
the old
Stedman,
the
old
Rocket,
man.
Right? That is it's sports. I would say that's sports based because it follows the events of a made up season, right? It's not based on a true story, but that is in the game. Do you know, you understand what I'm saying with that?
It's primarily this kid got.
He broke his arm and his tendon healed too tight, so now he can whip the ball at 120, right? And then he's got to float it at the end because he like somehow snaps the tendon back to its normal tensile strength by the end of the film, right?
Oh, my God.
And he floats it. But that's a great movie, and John Candy's the play-by-play is always funny. That's like their way into the scenes and everything like that. So he said John Candy. That made me think about that one.
Yep.
But Rookie of the Year, that's a good one too.
Rookie of the Year.
Baseball movies I feel like could have their own category. Like, there are just so many, The Sandlot, that, 42. Like, there are so many different kind of baseball movies, right? The Natural. Baseball was America's pastime, and you could see it in the film. Like, the amount of films they have about it. So, baseball is a good watch in any sports movie.
Field of Dreams as well.
Field of Dreams. Kevin Costner in a lot of sports movies. As I'm looking through the full list here, he's just a mainstay. Him and Dennis Quaid.
Now it's my turn to be a jerk.
Okay.
What folder do we put draft day in?
I knew it.
Can it be filed in its own separate section in the very, very back?
I kind of love it, though. I watch it before every NFL draft just to get juiced up.
It's so bad that it's good.
Yes.
I actually just watched it for the first time this year.
It's really bad that it's good.
Yeah, it was an experience. Like, I liked that the Bills made it in there. It was fun.
Yes, and the Bills told Cleveland to shove it.
Yeah. Fun times.
Kick rocks, Costner. You're not dealing with us.
Yeah. Yeah, that Seattle GM would never have a job if that happened today.
Go torment Seattle and Jacksonville. You're not taking Buffalo with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's before the Bills are good, too. So it's like, oh, cool. Like, find another way to kick us while we're down. Nope, not quite. I don't think so.
By the way, in the credits of draft day, every NFL team has, like, a player, like, yes, highlighted in the credits. The Bills, Frank Summers.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Bills fullback, Frank Summers.
The fullback gets credited in draft day. That's crazy.
Yeah, so like every player had a picture, like, you know, in action, and yep, they picked Frank Summers.
Love it.
Yeah.
They reached for the Bills player there.
Yeah, he played two seasons for the Bills, 2013 and 2014.
Yeah, like this is peak drought Bills. Thank goodness that they didn't make Buffalo the team to kick while they're down.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you 3 second-round picks for number 6 overall.
Yeah, right. Right.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be bad. I mean, it would have been telling for the time, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like, that movie is, it's its own thing. I think Josh is right. You can argue it is a sports-based movie because it is about the NFL draft. And a general manager's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Job after his father passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Real classy of the Seattle GM, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know your dad died, but how about number one overall pick? Like, can you not?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there's a lot of it that's also just supposed to be about like the life of the complicated life of a person, and I don't know. It just, man, that movie is something else.
Yeah.
But I regret having asked it, but also at the same time, I don't.
Mm-hmm. No, we had to get to draft day at some point.
Had to get to draft day at some point. Dave, Chris, you're on hold. Stay there. We'll take care of your call coming up next as we are up against the clock. But plenty more to hear from you. 803-0550. We're talking some sports movies today. Joe's throwing chaos into it, as he does. But we're here with you on the Extra Point Show until noon on WGR. All right. Wrapping up hour number one of the Norton Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Raver, Joe Calley here with you. Talking some sports movies today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a lot happy of good ones. To keep doing it.
And a lot of bad ones.
A lot of good ones, a lot of bad ones. And we'll talk plenty more about that. But we'll also love to keep hearing from you. We'll take one of the calls here coming up out of the break, and that's Dave in Buffalo. Dave, how you doing? Welcome in. What you got? Hey.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, long-time listener here. So you guys are talking about sports and movies, but how about TV shows?
Mm-hmm.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Doyle McBoyle.
Okay.
You guys familiar with that one?
I've got to keep you here for a second, Dave. Because last year, when we did talk about this, I was on the air with Zach Jones. Doyle McBoyle, the actor, called in. He's from Buffalo. So he called in and talked about it. You bring that up. That's hysterical. I love that.
Well, I guess the irony is even better. He's actually my uncle. And he's
yes!
from Buffalo.
Oh, my gosh. Another connection. That's unbelievable. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I just had...
The McBoyle brothers, that's amazing.
Doyle McBoyle.
Yeah, thank you for the call on
hilarious.
That.
Hilarious. Hilarious episode, right?
Yes.
Yep.
I just thought it was kind of cool because Bob Rush is my uncle, but him being a Buffalonian, you know, he's from Buffalo. He's been here for about 10 years, but it just made me think of that, you know?
Yeah, Dave, I appreciate that. And it's fun to get the interesting angles, the different angles on these things. And that's cool, though. That's genuinely cool. So, but I also never would have thought in my wildest dreams, talking about sports movies / shows.
It's Always Sunny.
That we'd get Sunny in here.
Especially not the Eagles being in the Super Bowl, right? Like multiple times in recent history. They had to do it. That's unbelievable, actually. I appreciate the call, Dave. We got Doyle McBoyle.
Doyle McBoyle.
And his nephew.
We got a Doyle McBoyle.
That's unbelievable.
We got a Doyle McBoyle draw today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Yes. Yes, and plenty.
We're here for this.
I mean, that I know what episode he's talking about with all the sports stuff with Doyle McBoyle. That is phenomenal pull. So if you're It's Always Sunny fan, you know exactly what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. If not, I don't know if I'm going to recommend that show to everybody because it's not for everybody.
Oh, no, it's not.
But for sickos like us, probably.
Yes, if you have the sense of humor, it's
new season just dropped, too, like yesterday. They're putting more out. So
it's...
Yeah,
they keep doing their thing.
They're successful
somehow.
They're successful. Doing their thing, and they're able to do it. So, but the sports movies, I think it's intriguing. Just hearing everybody's opinion on this. So if you haven't called in yet,
but also that's a loose grab. That's one of those loose grabs.
Yeah,
you know, like a sport like that sports in an episode of the show, long running. That is definitely not about sports.
No, it's not a sports series by any means. But that episode is a sports episode.
But it is an episode. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
803-0550, the number to call, as we're having a lot of fun here today. We'll read the tweet sheet. Chris, you're there. Hang in one more break. We'll come to you coming up at the top of the hour here on WGR.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550. Everybody get
get up, it's time to slam now. We got the real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam. All right.
Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Joe Cali, Derek Kramer, talking about sports movies on a fantastic Friday.
And we're playing the...
I want to watch Space Jam now. I don't know about you guys, but I'm hyped.
I want to do the jam.
Space Jam.
Oh, boy.
The original Space Jam?
Original Space Jam. I'd say top five sports movie all time.
If you hear this, I don't know if top five, maybe top ten. There are a lot
top
of...
Top ten. Okay.
There are a lot of
top
good...
Top five's aggressive. Like, top ten, yes.
Yes. 100%. But I hear this, I just want to watch it. Especially, like, at the end when Bill Murray, like,
yeah,
the best character in the film.
It's not fair how much of a bop the song is.
No, it's not. It does just make you go.
Yeah. It.
I do want to get more into Space Jam because there was the sequel.
Get more in. What, are you trying to dig into the lore of Space
no,
Jam?
No. Just, like, the conversation of... The sequel being as bad as it was, and clear that to me is a clear cash grab.
Yes.
Happy Gilmore 2 is toeing that line. It's not, I don't think it'll be as bad as Space Jam 2.
Most remakes or late sequels are cash grabs, if not all of them.
Yes, because all but Top Gun Maverick was a phenomenal film, and I know that's not it. They play volleyball and football in the original.
Get out. Get out.
Oh, man.
Get out.
Brayton Wilson would dropkick you right now.
We might have discovered something.
Not privileges revoked.
Yes. No, like, that's... You're towing dangerous waters, my friend.
That's tough. I'm actually muted.
Yeah, you are actually muted. You'll actually have to come get up, walk over here, and try to take my mic from me.
No, I'm back.
There you go.
Do it again, and you're done for good.
Okay, all right. All right, I'm on probation. I understand.
But we're talking sports movies with you today. Thank you to everyone that's called in so far. And as promised, he waited through two breaks, Chris. We got to get you right at the jump here. Chris, welcome to the Extra Point Show. What you got?
How's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for waiting.
No problem. Sorry if any of these are duplicates since I'm calling an hour in, but maybe quick. So being born in 93, a couple movies for sure as a kid, both MVPs. The one where he plays Junior in Alaska, and then the one pro in Seattle. Air Bud, the original, the basketball one. That's for sure. Two of the best ones I watched as a kid. I probably watched those over 100 times, both of those.
Air Bud, that's a classic.
Yeah. Especially when he leaves them on the island. That's that gets you as a kid when he thinks he can't take care of him anymore. And then he finds his way back. But then the last one, I actually watched it the other day with my wife, and he kind of laughed at me, but I didn't care. I cried at the end of it, and I do it every time. Cinderella Man with Russell Crowe. That is probably one of my favorite movies as well, just in general, not just sports-related. And an honorable mention to The Rookie as well with Dennis Quaid. Baseball movie, that one's really good as well.
All right, Chris, appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Thanks for your patience waiting in.
Yeah, he's got a point there. Cinderella Man does get you. The Great Depression, boxer, two very... Yeah. Tough situations, right? Meshed into a movie. Oh, man. You're asking for it at that point.
Right. I mean, hey, sometimes you gotta go in strong. And for waiting like that, he had a pretty good list. Air Bud is the yes. is that interesting umbrella type.
Mm-hmm. But he's not wrong.
But he's not wrong.
When they do leave him on the island, that is tough. I don't like that part. Mm-hmm. But as a kid, I really did not like that part.
No, that's very tough. That's not something that should be... In a children's movie.
They used to put a lot of that in children's movies.
Yes.
Just a lot of heartbreak. And I'm like, what are we doing?
Why do you think I don't blink twice at trauma anymore, Joe?
Right. I mean, they probably just were getting everyone ready. But he also mentions The Rookie with Dennis Quaid. Mm-hmm. And that we mentioned Rookie of the Year, and I did in passing mention that movie did exist. That one's good. An old man. Really, like 40-something. Like, I'm saying old. But making his way into the major leagues, like, it's a pretty compelling story, you know? And not true, but it hits still.
Yes.
There are those sports just... Is it true? It says it's listed under a biopic. The Rookie. I'm going to have to look into that.
You're going to have to look into this
before you keep talking yourself
into a corner.
Yep. I will have to look into that, but... It is a all-time sports movie, in my opinion, and it's one I came across recently.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's is The Rookie a true story.
Well, while you figure that out, and you don't have to figure it out loud, we can keep going on the phones here. John in Dunkirk, welcome into the Extra Point Show. What you got?
Well, there's a movie called Victory with Sylvester Stallone and Michael Caine. It's about a group of Allied prisoners in a German POW camp that take on the guards in a game of soccer while they're planning an escape. Whoa. Sylvester Stallone is the only American in the prison, but so he plays the goalie since he's really not skilled in soccer. In a typical Rocky-esque movie, the Allies end up winning the game against the, of course, better condition, better in shape German guards. But it's worth a look.
I would absolutely say so. I'm looking up the quick synopsis on this one. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it, John. Thank you for the call. Also, Pele's in it.
Yeah, yep. There's actual soccer players.
There's
in
actual
this movie.
Soccer players.
I
in
Pele,
this. Like,
Bobby seen it? Moore. Like, there's some legit soccer players in this movie.
Well, yeah. If you're gonna get some, knowledge about the game in there, you might as well ask some of the best, right?
I've never seen it, and that might be one I have to watch.
No, I looked at the synopsis. This looks very fascinating. Appreciate that one. Great suggestion.
The Rookie is based on a true story.
It is. Tells the true story of Jim Morris, a Texas sign teacher and volunteer high school baseball coach, shocked the sports world by signing with the Tampa Bay Devil Rays at the age of 35. So it's a true story.
Do you think David Ayers gets a movie at some point?
You know who would have?
I have to ask.
No.
Do you know who?
Why not?
Because it's only a game. If he played a whole season, not, sure.
Dude, it's only a game.
That'd
How
be
many
like
movies
Frank
are
Reich
based off
getting
of
a movie?
One game?
That'd be like Frank Reich getting a movie, though.
Would that not slap?
It'd be a 5-minute short film.
No. I'm talking about the unlikely person, a Zamboni driver who works for the team, then has to face off against that team.
Oh, you could doubt that. I could see being turned into like a drama.
It's different
hour
than
a
Scott
half.
Foster, for example. But like, the man had to make 7 saves throughout the course of the game. But how you make that movie more dramatic is the Leafs actually shoot the puck more.
Isn't that? It's similar to the Rookie plot, though. A science teacher makes his way up to the major leagues. It's a little different, but I could see that. Also, like another person I could see getting a movie. If he were to go on and win that Super Bowl. Brock Purdy.
Mr. Irrelevant
as the title. That was right there.
Yes.
That was right there for a studio if he actually went on and was able to win.
Yeah, but like you could loosely like you could throw some actual like extra
you're gonna put some filler drama in there for sure.
Yeah, like
right?
it's based on a true story, but like you can exaggerate some points on it where like, you know, the Leafs actually shoot the puck more.
Because
like the thing about Ayers too with that win is he lets in the first 2 shots that he faces.
Yeah. Yeah. There's also...
But he gets so much team support from the Hurricanes.
Yeah, right.
Carolina outscores Toronto 3-2 in that whole game.
Yeah.
But if you were to make a movie about that sort of scenario, though, it becomes more dramatic if the opposing team that you work for shoots more against you. The fact that he saw 7 shots the rest of the way after allowing the first 2 goals was still hilarious to me. But enough. It's enough of a premise to where if it didn't happen in real life, maybe a movie would get made about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing to me. Like you'd get a movie about that probably when someone eventually thinks of it.
Yeah.
Like you could call it E-Bug. I don't know. Like there. See? Instead of all these remakes, we'll make the David Ayers story, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Hollywood, give me money. Let's go. That's how this works, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you're absolutely right.
Like,
I mean,
yeah, you could absolutely make a movie about the David Ayers game or the situation to it and add different exaggerations and drama into it. Like, instead of it being the second period, it's right away. Or, like, he's got to play the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
they
no,
do that with every
stay true
movie.
To the story.
Again, there's some things you can exaggerate. Again, if this didn't happen in real life, you would be able to make a full different story about it. But instead, yeah, no, like Ayers actually does this and he wins. Like that's still so funny. I think there should be a David Ayers movie. Give me a David Ayers movie.
Mm-hmm.
I know Canada can do this.
Mm-hmm. They should be able to. There are a few more I want to briefly touch on after we continue to get connected with our fans, because they're as we're talking about these, there's more just popping in, popping out of my head. Especially some funny ones. So we'll get to that.
And it's brought to you, getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll keep things going. Adam, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. Welcome to the Extra Point Show. What you got for us?
Thanks for taking my call. I haven't heard it yet. Maybe you guys touched on it. A League of Their Own. One of my favorite baseball movies growing up. All-star cast. You know, you have Madonna in it, Rosie O'Donnell, Tom Hanks. There's no crying in baseball. Like, it doesn't get any better than that. As far as hockey movies, I always thought an underrated one was Mystery Alaska.
Ooh.
Like Russell Crowe at its peak right there. It just makes me want to move to Alaska and play hockey.
Yes.
And then another one, I don't know if you'd consider this a quote-unquote sports movie, but Dodgeball. I mean, you know, you got Jason Bateman in there providing some amazing color commentary. There's some great quotes in that movie. But I'll hang up and listen to the comments. Thanks for taking my call.
Adam, appreciate it. And did you, like, bug our studio in break? Because two of the points that you hit on were things that we talked about in break with each other.
I opened it up with Dodgeball, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But Mystery Alaska, that's a good one. That's a really
I've never
good
seen
suggestion.
That. No, I'll have to watch that
really
one.
Really good hockey movie. And like Adam says there, like, it makes you want to just go to Alaska and play hockey. Just because of the spirit of the film. I love a good hockey movie. I really do. And it's probably just because I'm a hockey junkie and I get treatment with the Sabres.
It's your substitute. Just hockey junkie, hockey movies. But I think Dodgeball has to have some consideration. I had to get back to that. Yeah. Dodgeball has to have some consideration for a sports movie.
I don't know.
Patches of Houlihan would be really disappointed in you right now. That's all I got to say. The average Joe.
Am I really considering putting a movie into the sports movie category that has Steve the Pirate?
Yes.
It does include ESPN The Ocho.
Mm-hmm.
It's a farce. At the time, it's a farce.
At the time, now it's not.
Now it's not. It was
ESPN took advantage of the popularity of the reference of ESPN 8 The Ocho, where all the obscure things that are not on sports television go here.
Cornhole? All of that jazz. Listen, it was influential to a major sports network. That sounds like it's a sports movie to me.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
settle down.
We'll put it in the High School Musical category of sports themed.
No, settle down.
Sports themed.
It's
fair.
Sports themed. It's all about...
Dodgeball's a sport.
That's all about... Look, they get
it's
walkout.
It's about reviving a gym.
Yeah, but they're playing dodgeball. And their gym is working out. Working out, some people could consider... it's a physical activity.
World's Strongest Man, that's a sport, right? And they all work out.
Is it a sport or is it an activity like an event?
No, talk about diving headfirst into a rabbit hole. Eddie Hall is going to call in next at this point, and we're going to see what happens, but...
I don't know, man. I don't know if I could put Steve the Pirate in a sports movie category.
Ricky Bobby is.
That, as much as I don't like it, NASCAR is a sport that is recognized throughout.
So is dodgeball, just not in high schools anymore because it's too much of
a gym class activity. It's a
not game. Anymore.
It is a game you play. It's a game. It's not
so
a sport.
Football.
No.
Football's a game. Oh, I got to put the game on. Basketball, hockey game, they're all games.
Candyland's a game. It's a board game. Is that a sport?
Competitive
game. You see the word that you put before game? A board game.
He's got a point.
What about esports?
No, we've already done this. We've already done this.
We're going to do it again, Joseph.
The food eating contest.
We're going to do it again. Yeah, exactly. Not a sport.
It is. Neither here nor there.
It is a test of physical ability.
Yes!
Don't
so it's a sport.
Do not be on his side, Joshua. It's not a sport. Eating food is not a sport.
We're going to get a documentary about Joey Chestnut, and then everyone's going to change their mind.
Aye.
It's going to be...
Dodgeball might be where I have to redraw the line. How's that?
All right. We'll get into it. I'm excited
again,
for Zach Jones
to get here. You have taken the line, and you're like kicking it in the sand... and messing it all up. That's what you're trying to do today. You're succeeding in this mission.
Listen, the caller agreed with me. Dodgeball, okay?
He brought it up as a suggestion.
Suggested a sports movie, as far as I'm concerned. We'll get into it later.
We're going to keep getting into
it. Yes, it'll be a recurring conversation until the end of the show.
Jim in South Buffalo, how you doing? Welcome into the Extra Point Show. What you got?
How's it going, guys? How about Cool Runnings?
Ooh!
Cool Runnings is a good one.
Jim, that is a really good one, and I think that one's got to be a sports-based type movie, I would imagine, right? Because it's based on that story. I apologize. Keep going there, Jim.
What about Karate Kid?
Oh, see, that's a sports movie.
Jim, appreciate it. Thank you for the call. That's a different angle.
Karate Kid definitely is. It's karate version of Rocky with a child. That's what it is.
And martial arts.
Mixed martial arts.
Seen as athletics.
Mm-hmm.
But is martial arts a sport?
Yes, because fencing is an Olympic sport, and that's fencing dialed up with body parts. And that's a really rough way to put it. But it is. Martial arts are definitely a sport. I would say. If you're going to call MMA and boxing a sport, karate is a test of...
Yeah.
You have to have discipline, physical discipline, and also reactionary speed, hand-eye coordination.
It's enough to think about.
Mm-hmm. Karate definitely is a sport, I would say.
It is enough to think about.
It's not a high-impact sport, don't get me wrong, but it's a sport. And the Karate Kid movies, and even, listen, I'll say, the Cobra Kai series are an absolute stretch. They're an absolute stretch. But the Karate Kid movies are all sports movies. 100%.
Josh, what do you think? Karate? Sport?
Yeah. That's a sport.
I like
it's
that,
close,
though.
It's
interesting.
Close enough to fighting. Like, it's not like your traditional fighting.
It could be, though.
But
if they dial it to 11, if they're not as disciplined in the ring like they have to be, if they're not following the rules.
Or if they're not children, because the movie, it's kids. Like, if you're an adult,
Have you
karate?
Seen the Cobra Kai series? You see what they do?
No. Yeah.
They tear apart the school and paralyze kids.
Yeah.
With karate.
It's actually pretty, pretty intense.
Karate is a sport. So I would put Karate Kid as a sports movie. Yeah. For sure.
My smooth brain, meanwhile. Russell Crowe has been mentioned multiple times.
Mm.
And like we're talking about fighting as a sport. And now that South Park song, fighting around the world.
Russell Crowe.
That made me think, though. Russell Crowe, Gladiator.
Oh!
OG sport.
Yes! In the Coliseum. That is something, Josh.
We need to dial up.
That's a sports
movie. We need to dial up Sal Capaccio in Italy right now.
Yeah, a live report from the Coliseum.
What time is it in Italy right now?
I don't even
know. It's probably dinner time. We could. No. We can't do that.
We can't bother him on vacation.
No.
The phone bill would be insane.
Yeah, it's 5:20
p.m. We're not paying it.
It's 5:20 p.m. in Italy. But
I don't have to pay it. Let's go. Cook it up. Let's go.
It's
do it.
100%. I
like
would say,
that, though, Josh.
I'd say Gladiator is.
Okay.
I would agree. I like that a
Gladiator
lot.
Gladiator definitely before Dodgeball for me.
Dodgeball is a sports movie for me. Sorry. It is. And I'm not trying to be controversial. They're genuinely playing a sport the entire
just
movie.
Being a jerk. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. Jesse in South Buffalo, we're keeping it on the phones here. Welcome to the Extra Point Show.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Oh, we're hanging around. What you got for us?
Got The Replacements, the old Keanu Reeves one. I couldn't for life remember it. The one Adam Sandler did a remake where the prisoners play against the prison guards.
Yep, Longest Yard.
Longest Yard, there we go. And then one more that, not a movie, but I don't know if you guys know the show Rocket Power.
Yeah. Oh!
I don't.
Jesse, you are in my neighborhood right here, man. Woogity, 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 woogity. Appreciate the call.
Derek, when he said that, when I answered that phone call,
God.
I had the same reaction you did. That show was amazing.
You literally are too young for this.
What is it about?
It's an old Nickelodeon show.
It was a Nickelodeon cartoon.
Oh.
And it's this group of kids, and they all do different, basically X Games sports.
Yes.
Like there's skateboarding, there's roller hockey.
Oh, cool!
There's
skateboarding, roller hockey, snowboarding,
rollerblading,
surfing.
Yep.
All of it. Yeah. Like anything that you could think, X Games.
I used to have a Rocket Power video game.
Oh my God, yes.
That was probably peak.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
That show is
Otto, really Reggie, good. Squid, and Twister.
Oh my. Yeah. I'm going to have to go back and look at
Ray
this.
Raymundo.
I wonder if there's a way you can watch this.
There probably is. Paramount Plus or something like that has
Raymundo,
to have it.
Raymundo Tito?
Because like, they're the parent
Oh my
company.
God.
You can watch it on Paramount.
Yeah. I only knew
Twister's
that
older brother, Lars.
Because Patrick Stewart threw one of the Rugrats. It's the only reason I ever
knew
that.
Oh my God. That's a pull right there, though. I love that. Rocket Power in my neighborhood. Also, thanks for the call, because another one, I'm disappointed I did not get to the replacements at all until
Shane Falco.
This point.
Yeah, Shane Falco, an hour and 25 minutes in it took.
Yes.
That is a phenomenal movie.
Oh my God, I love The Replacements. It's one of my favorite movies in general, not just sports movies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Gene Hackman, rest in peace.
Never forget what Falco did in that Sugar Bowl, apparently.
No.
Like, I know it's an exposition thing, but what would the made-up stat line had to have been for Falco to have, decimated his draft stock in that godforsaken Sugar Bowl?
Yeah.
Like, right. What?
He goes into the pros and plays fine, again, with replacements, but.
No, I'm talking, the man fizzled out as a prospect.
Yeah, and lived on a boat.
Like, you had to go, 4 of 23 with, 7 interceptions.
I think that's about right. And, negative yardage or something like that.
Like,
you were Nate Peterman, but worse.
Yes.
Like, that's essentially it had to be.
You had a Nate Peterman NFL performance, but in a college game.
Yep. So you couldn't hack it in the NFL.
Again, you have to also then burn the entire tape of collegiate work that you've done. So,
he nuked his career with one game. Essentially.
Obviously, that would mean that he would not have to have been a first-round caliber prospect.
Right, but he was good enough to be on a team that was in
But if you're a pro prospect type, and then you have, that kind of game, apparently.
Mm-hmm. And you completely eradicate yourself from the draft in general, the conversation
in
general.
I feel like now we need to ask the question of that, what did Shane Falco's stat line have to be to fizzle out as a prospect? That's going to be the question.
Where does he rank among football movie quarterbacks? I think 2.
Who's 1?
That's what I'm trying to think of right now, because I feel
you
like he could be 1.
You can't slot him in and then not know who's ahead of him.
Well, I want to say 1, but I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. I'm thinking of different people. I can't remember the character from Longest Yard. The Adam Sandler Longest Yard. Paul Crewe. I feel like he could be number 1 because he played in the NFL in the movie.
Crewe was in the show, yes. That is part of his background.
I feel like he should be number 1, but I also think Shane Falco can be number 1.
What about Flash Gordon? Quarterback for the New York Jets. What are we doing?
But he played for the Jets, though. Come on. What are we doing? He played for the Jets. He's got to be at least 4 or 5.
The Washington Sentinels can lap the Jets.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to put Falco at 1. I'm doing it.
It's the intangibles for you.
Shane Falco is number 1 in my book. Paul Crewe a close second.
Footsteps Falco?
Oh yeah.
Number 1?
That's my favorite football movie. The Replacements is a great movie.
Yeah.
Star-studded cast too.
What about Willie Beeman? Any Given Sunday? Beeman. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his last name right. Beeman. Any Given Sunday. That's got And have you seen Varsity Blues? We have not mentioned that.
Oh, that's
Mox.
Right.
Where does Mox rank?
Yeah.
This could be a conversation now.
Moxon's just a high schooler. We don't know what he ends up as. Maybe he ends up like Footsteps Falco.
Reno Hightower in the best of times.
Now it's my headcanon. I need to figure out the stat line that buries Shane Falco in that Sugar Bowl. I need to find out what it is. You know what? College Football 26 is out. I need to replicate Shane Falco's Sugar Bowl and find out how bad it tanks my career.
If he didn't have 3 concussions in the Sugar Bowl, he would have been the GOAT. That's on a Reddit thread. I'm diving into this now.
I feel like you need to throw it in the thread. How bad could Falco's stat line have been?
I've got the best quarterback for you, and then we can get back to the phones. Best quarterback, Uncle Rico.
Stop. Falco laps
him. You're close to losing your
Falco,
mic privileges.
Falco laps him. Laps him.
Uncle Rico.
The only Uncle Rico I know is Kyle Orton, okay? Yeah. 803-0550. We're loving the conversation that we're having. Jim, John, Sean, stay there. Hang through the break. We'll get to you on the other side on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
bopping along here on a Friday. We haven't even gotten to these yet. We haven't even touched on Rocky yet.
We have not touched on a lot of these.
Mm-hmm.
And Loaded Phone Lines, you guys are all here hanging out with us on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, here with all of you. Josh Schmidt on the board. We're talking sports movies, and again, we've got full phone lines, so we're going to attack them heavy right now. And we start out with Jim in Lockport. Jim, welcome to the Extra Point Show. What you got for us?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Rudy is probably the best football movie where he's going to Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a lot of other ones are Bloodsport, Balls of Fury, the ping pong.
Oh.
Ping pong. I love it.
Yep. Dodgeball is a sport.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
Oh, okay.
I can name all kinds of them. Kickboxer, Bloodsport, Youngblood.
Youngblood's one of my favorites, and I do love that one is getting its mention here today. Jim, appreciate that, though. Balls of Fury, that's got to be probably the one that got me there. Thank you for that. But ping pong is an Olympic sport.
Mm-hmm. So is archery.
It's hijinks are along the lines, probably even more extreme than dodgeball in terms of the movie.
Are there any breakdancing movies out there?
Yeah, I hope not after what we saw in the Olympics last year. The only movie should be about how the sport of breakdancing toppled down after the most recent Olympics.
How Ray Gunn murdered.
Yeah. How Australia just killed it.
No, not one. One person.
One Australian ended the breakdancing saga.
All right, we're going to keep going here. Rapid fire because we got a lot of phone lines to get through here. John in Hamburg, welcome to the Extra Point Show. What you got?
What's up, guys? You guys were talking about the best quarterback, TV quarterback. Well, Matt Saracen from Friday Night Lights might not be a movie, but he's a great quarterback. Mm-hmm. And then also you guys mentioned Rocket Power.
Yes. So
that reminded me about the movie Brink.
Disney Channel. The Disney movie Brink. Team Pup and Suds. I love that.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, John. Appreciate that. There's a lot of Disney movies mm-hmm. that you are definitely...
I'm itching for.
You are too young for, and you are definitely too young for.
Oh.
Like, you were not alive when these existed.
Yeah, probably not.
I mentioned Johnny Tsunami in passing.
Oh, yeah, I don't.
Brink is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Extreme skating.
How dare you think I don't know what Brink is?
No. Like, you are... So how old are you really then, Josh?
I'm 26, but I'm well-versed in the classics.
Okay.
He's not uncultured.
I am very cultured.
You're not baby over here to my right.
Well, yeah.
I just turned 23.
Okay? Yeah.
I'm getting there. I'm only 3 years younger than that
Half
guy.
These movies came out before he was even born.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Rocket Power ended before he was born.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Yes.
That is true.
But yes, like there's a lot of things that you can think of, different angles, new stuff that we can keep going on here. Sean in Buffalo, welcome into the Extra Point Show. What you got for us?
Hey, fellas. I got a movie for you, and I'm not sure you mentioned yet. Also, a movie quarterback. I'm not sure if you guys mentioned him or not, but the movie is Tin Cup.
Tin Cups?
Okay.
What is it about? Can you elaborate a little bit?
Yeah, it's a golf movie. Don Johnson, Rene Russo, Cheech Marin, what's his face? Kevin Costner.
Oh, Costner again. Yeah. Okay. It took me a minute to get there. I have seen clips of this movie. I haven't seen it all the way through. Kevin Costner just seems to be
Costner's in a lot of these. Crow's in a lot of these. Bozeman.
Yes.
A lot too. Appreciate the call. Thanks, Sean. Yeah, there's a couple that are going to be repeating names and all. Like it seems like, and mm-hmm. Costner's one of them there. That Crow's gotten a couple mentions. Chadwick Boseman's in there a couple times now. I'm glad that, like, Vince Vaughn is only in one.
Hey. Hey, Vince Vaughn.
Hey, what about that Vince Vaughn movie with Kevin James where they're making the cars and they're both Blackhawks fans? They go to Chicago Blackhawks games all the time. That's not sports, but sports are heavily involved in that movie. I can't think of the name, though. Him and Kevin James are in it. They're, like, trying to make an electronic car that sounds like a real, like, I don't know.
All right, well,
we'll
deal with that. We'll deal.
There's a moment in the end of the movie where Kevin James shoots a puck from center ice and he puts it in like the little slot. It's like the game that.
Yep.
If that's a sports movie, Top
not,
Gun is.
It's not.
That's
it's
all I gotta
not.
Say.
Oh, okay, it just okay, came okay. We're, no, we're
not
we're
going back there.
We're burying that. Okay. And best way to do it is to move on. Michael in Niagara Falls, welcome to the Extra Point Show. What you got for us today?
Good afternoon or morning, guys. I got a couple, actually, more than a couple. So football movies, two stories are Greater, My All-American, Woodlawn, and American Underdog.
Okay.
I like it. That's a good list.
And then a lot of people have forgotten the original Miracle on Ice with Steven Guttenberg.
Hmm. Original Miracle on Ice. When did that come out? Do you know whereabouts?
1981 it came out.
Yes, it was absolutely, it was amazing. It was really, really good. It's super hard to find, but it was a good movie. And then The Cutting Edge. Hockey player, figure skater.
I've never seen that one. I'm going to have to look into that one. No, I'm going to have to look into it, though.
Michael, you gave us a list of homework here.
I'm jotting down everything you just mentioned.
So thank you for the call. Appreciate it. And appreciate everyone that's been chiming in with these today, because there's plenty of movies that like I definitely know that I will have not seen. Like, it's me. I have a problem. Mm-hmm. I'm not cultured enough with sports movies. But that's also, you know, something I'm just willing to admit. You know, it is what it is. Keep things going here, as it's going to be definitely a caller-heavy segment here. Go to Mary in Fredonia. Mary, what you got for us? Welcome to the Extra Point Show.
Well, I don't have a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Movie, but one of the things I laugh about is Saturday Night Live making fun of Steve Tasker when the power went out during the football game, and they made fun of him. Back to you, Steve Tasker. Back to you, Steve Tasker. And oh, I just
putting him in the bad spot in that Super Bowl. Yes.
Oh, it was just so funny for them to do that. I think I have it taped so that I have it forever. But it's so funny. I had to to remind you guys about that. Thank you for taking my call.
Mary, appreciate that. Like, that is tough situation to be in. Like, you're the sideline reporter. They just keep kicking to you because the power's out. Like,
what more do you want them to say?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what are you reporting on the sidelines here, Steve?
It is comical, unfortunately, right? But it is a tough spot.
Someone had to wear it. But, like, yeah, poor Steve in that moment. It's like, I got nothing for you. What else? Nothing else is going on here. The power's still out. Like, National Grid has not called me.
Yeah, right. Right.
But that was still one of the craziest things that ever happened in a sports game, let alone a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And hearing the player's perspective on that, too, is interesting.
Yes. All right. To Steve in Riverside, welcome in to the Extra Point Show. What you got for us?
Vision Quest.
All right. This is the second time that one's been mentioned. Yeah.
And then Eastbound and Down, the television show.
Eastbound and Down. I only think of Smokey and the Bandit when I hear Eastbound and Down. What is that about?
That's a baseball show. Kenny Rogers.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Oh.
Yep.
I see Danny McBride.
Yeah.
The star. Kenny Powers.
Kenny Powers. That's right. Oh my God, dude.
I'm gonna have to watch this. I'm a big Danny McBride fan.
Oh yeah.
Hysterical.
No, he's chaotic. Chaotic characters are his MO, and Eastbound and Down is absolutely one of those. So, oh my God.
Eastbound and Down. Yeah, I'm going to have to watch the original Miracle on Ice, too.
I'm very interested in that as yeah. well. I should be writing these things down. Now I'm just going to have to go back to the recs of the show, replay it back, and then, write down all the things that I have to watch.
Yeah.
Or that you and I also, just like all of us, have to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some I haven't seen, and I'm pretty well versed in sports movies.
Yes, so. You are. This was your idea today, and we're running with it here.
Exciting stuff.
Okay. We have a hat trick here.
We do.
On the phone lines.
We do. It's three mics.
So, if I say we go to Mike, all three of you got to be ready, but you don't know which one's talking on the air yet.
Here we go. Let's try it out.
We're going to go to Mike in Amherst. Mike, how you doing? What you got for us?
I got a list of four football movies for you.
All right, let's go with it.
So we got two 90s movies, football-based, The Program and Necessary Roughness.
Okay, Necessary Roughness I've heard. I like that. I haven't heard of The Program. What's that one about?
That one is a college program. Mm-hmm. It's based around the running back and the quarterback. The quarterback is going for Heisman, and he's got a drinking problem. And I can't remember the story about the running back. I think he was trying to, date somebody's daughter. Decent movie. And two, based on a true story, Invincible and Remember the Titans.
All right. Mike, appreciate it. We've not gotten to Remember the Titans on air mention yet, and I'm ashamed of myself.
Yes. But Invincible, quickly, that is a powerful, powerful movie. A POW. Oh, my God.
Yes.
That one will bring you to tears watching that movie. That one, I remember watching that for the first time I was in high school, and that really, that changed a lot perspective-wise of what people went through, everything like that. So it's that one. If you haven't seen Invincible, it's a tough watch. It genuinely is, but it's also a good watch, if that makes sense.
All right, we're going to keep going with more mics here. We'll go to Mike in Hamburg coming up next here. Mike, what you got for us on the Extra Point Show?
Well, I'm going to tell you the same thing that he told you. Remember the Titans is probably the best sports movie of all time because not only does it talk about the sports, but it talks about the history that happened back in the early 70s.
Yeah, it is a powerful message, Mike. And like I said, we're kind of ashamed at this point. Thank you for the call.
That it took us this long
to throw that movie into conversations of sports movies. I'm over here fixated on how bad is Shane Falco's stat line in The Replacements for that Sugar Bowl. And we had yet to mention Remember the Titans at all today. So that's a demerit for me.
Well, that movie, I remember watching it in school multiple times in high school. That was just played on an off day. If it was a end of year or day before break, everybody just loved that movie. And, like, you know, being around here, we're all Bills fans, all football fans. So it's easy.
But it's a powerful message.
It's
too.
A very, very powerful message. And
community fighting, you know, racism, stereotypes, anything else of the sort there, trying to build something together.
And seeing the struggle of doing that and watching them actually succeed in doing it. It's a very, very good movie. And the message of it has not been lost in translation. That movie came out how long ago, and it's still the best, if not the best sports movies out there today.
We got to complete the hat trick here and close out the phone lines on this one with the last mic. Mike, you're the last of our mics here on the Extra Point Show in a row.
And I will give you a movie you've never heard of, and I can almost guarantee you that nobody on this station has ever watched. Paperback Hero, 1973. It's a Canadian movie about a hockey player, a small town guys in this playing in the junior hockey up in Canada. It stars Keir DeLee, who became a star in 2001, A Space Odyssey. And it's about these two guys. They're playing junior hockey. The end of the movie, neither of them get drafted. They're sitting at a bar, and the one says, "And I'm losing my hair." And the other guy says, any old ass can grow hair. It takes a man to lose it." So it's a great, funny guy drives around in his car. He's got the Marshall sign on the side of his car because they call him the Marshall. He's the captain of the team. He's a big wig in this really small Canadian town. And it's a little depressing at times, but it's a classic, 1973.
All right. Appreciate that. Thank you for the recommendation there. Yeah, no, that's definitely one that
I've marked it down. It's in my notes. I've been marking them down slowly today.
You have been taking notes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And I have all these tabs open of them. So if I didn't write them down on my phone, I am going to be able to.
I was going to say, so like your phone's going to explode from all the tabs open.
Yeah.
Hey, that'll happen though. All right, we got our mic hat trick there.
Mm-hmm.
Had to get that in before the break. We can kind of carry this on. Unfortunately, we're going to be out of time to take phone calls soon enough. But if you're on hold, we'll try to get to you in the last segment here on the Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley here on WGR. Last segment here of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley here with you, chilling on a Friday morning as we roll into the afternoon. Thank you to everyone that has chimed in here today through calls or also with tweets that we have yet to read today. And we'll try to do that now as we get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We did read a couple early on because you went into it early last night just to get ahead of the curve on this one. But we got a couple of extras here. Tom tweeting in, Vision Quest is amazing. Jam going in with Caddyshack. Alexis, Glory Road, and Remember the Titans are some of her favorites. Kenneth tweeting in, MVP, Most Valuable Primate.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Jonathan tweeting in, The Rookie with Dennis Quaid, wasn't that based off of a true story?
Mm-hmm.
We did figure that out. We got to it where it was. Also with Mystery Alaska, love that the NHL and the Rangers allowed them to use the team name and actual historic jerseys from the time period, so they didn't have to make up a fake NHL team. Like, it's an original six property that you're trying to challenge. Good on the NHL to allow the licensing rights to use the Rangers there for that movie. Because, like, that's back when it's the original six. Like, you can't make up a team name. It's not an original six.
No. And speaking of making up team names, a movie we talked about, The Replacements, has a better team name than the current Washington team. And I know they were not DC-based.
And finally, from Jonathan as well, We Are Marshall.
Oh. Yeah, that's a good
heavy one.
That's a heavy one.
Yeah, that's based off of, you know, the story of the Marshall football program after the plane crash in 1970, and it just, that's heavy stuff right there. but sometimes
it is. It's
sometimes
not.
The good ones are also indeed heavy.
And that's what we've talked about. A lot of these sports movies do bring you to the verge of tears in some ways. They're very emotional. They're hard-hitting. And that's one of the biggest unifying factors in a lot of these movies, right? And that's why we can have a show like this where the phone lines are lit up the entire time.
Phone lines have been lit up. Thank you to everyone that's been involved here. We're going to see if we can keep things going here, but we have a third person to throw into a chair at this point. Coming up next, who is it? I don't want to spoil anything.
No, we'll keep it under wraps.
We'll keep it mystery. Mm-hmm. Except I said it right at the beginning of the show at 10 o'clock.
Hi.
There it is. Hi, Zach. Zachary Jones joining us on the other side here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.